Law Day 2020, Your Vote, Your Voice, Our Democracy, the 19th Amendment at 100. How can people in other countries who are trying to grasp our plan of democracy avoid stumbling over our logic when we deny the first steps in democracy to our women? Jeanette Rankin, the first woman elected to Congress, from her address to the House of Representatives on January 10, 1918, urging passage of the 19th Amendment. On April 2, 1917, Jeanette Rankin's first day in the House of Representatives, she took part in a joint session of Congress to hear President Woodrow Wilson ask to make the world safe for democracy by declaring war on Germany. Following debates on the war resolution, Rankin voted no in keeping with her personal anti-war beliefs. Fellow suffragists felt this hurt their own cause. Less than a year later, after helping to organize the 1918 House vote for a suffrage amendment, Rankin was among those to address her colleagues before they narrowly passed the measure by the necessary two-thirds majority, 274 to 136. Despite acceptance in the House, the bill failed to pass in the Senate. Jeanette Rankin believed in women's suffrage and opposed war as a way to solve a global conflict. Look through the news, in print or online, for articles about women serving their communities in political positions at the local, state, and national level. What causes do these women support or oppose? You have been listening to one installment of Law Day 2020, Your Vote, Your Voice, Our Democracy, the 19th Amendment at 100. This is one of 15 features created to educate and celebrate Law Day, May 1st, 2020. Sponsored by the New York Bar Foundation, the New York Newspapers Foundation, and produced by the New York News Publishers Association News Media Literacy Newspaper in Education Program. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved.